sliding back into it now. Good to have you here. Greatly appreciate you spending time here. Shifting gears, because like I said, there's a lot of other things to take your attention today, and important things, like the government getting involved with prescription medication and price controls. You know, look, I'm not a big fan of Big Pharma on many days as well, but I'm less of a fan of the government inserting themselves into the days of everyday Americans and companies. Emory Burkle is a former nurse, former congresswoman who served as the commissioner and acting chairwoman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission as well. Anne, good to have you here.
So much, Steve. Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Good to be with you. So there's a vote coming up this week as they are pushing for government-run price controls on prescription drugs. Price controls, I mean, I can remember the 1970s and 80s, most of it. This is never a good idea. This never works very well. In fact, it's usually a train wreck. Or am I missing something?
No, you're spot on, Steve. And I think your listeners understand what happens when the government and pharma get together and team up. We saw that with COVID. Yeah. And what we're talking about here are what, and it's kind of in the weeds, but not. And so just for your listeners, we're talking about pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. And the Senate is going to vote tomorrow to eliminate PBMs. Why is that important? Because as we talk about a PBM, it's an entity that stands between a healthcare plan and pharma. And so PBMs negotiate, because they have so many members, they can negotiate the cost of medicines down. So pharma doesn't like them. And it takes the government out of the equation, so the government doesn't like it. That's why the Democrats...
What is a PBM? What does it stand for?
A pharmacy benefit manager.
All right, pharmacy benefit manager. I know you said that, but I just want to make sure I'm clear on that. Go ahead.
And you know, patients don't... When you go to buy your drug, you're not aware even of this entity. But it stands between pharma, and it negotiates the cost of that drug down. That's why pharma doesn't like PBMs. They've got a big, strong lobby trying to eliminate PBMs. Then you've got the government, who's trying to insert themselves into this equation. And PBMs is a free market system. It's not the government being involved. So the government doesn't like it. That's why the Democrats are pushing. This is sponsored by Maria Cantwell in Washington State.
So I'm confused, because I hear the Democrats tell me about how they're against Big Pharma. I hear the Democrats tell me how they're for the little guy. Well, PBM sounded like they're for the little guy, for me or for whomever else, to negotiate the best possible drug prices for, I don't know, the Blues maybe, or other insurance companies. I mean, that's kind of the way it sounds to me, right? You negotiate the best price possible, and it benefits the people. And both the government, who says they're in it for the little guy, and Big Pharma, who says they're out to help people, they're both opposed to it. Weird.
It's exactly right. And I think the Republicans don't understand what they are, because, and I'm going to encourage your listeners today to, if you're in Michigan, to contact Senator Peters in Stabenow's office. If you're in any other state, contact your senator. Tell them to vote no against Senate 127, because, again, it eliminates this private entity that will negotiate drug prices down. And not only does it do that, Steve, it also, these PBMs look at and they manage the care of the patient. So if the patient doesn't fill that prescription, or they fill it too many times, so when you've got a PBM involved, you have better outcomes, which ultimately lowers the cost of healthcare as well. So I think that, and I say this often, Republicans lack a cohesive healthcare plan. And if they vote in favor of this, it's a further indication. They need to get their house in order. They need to understand PBMs lower the cost of drugs, lower the cost of healthcare.
Yeah, but you nailed it right off the top there. Lobbyists, lots of money, lots of influence. Big Pharma has lots of lobbyyists in there trying to persuade, well, let's be honest, to buy votes. That's what they're doing, right? They're in there to buy votes. There's part of our problem in Washington, has been my entire life, correct?
And that's exactly right. And that's why we're encouraging your listeners and anyone who's involved to contact your senator and tell them, look, we don't want pharma. We don't want lobbyists. We don't want the government involved in our health care. Let the private sector, let PBMs figure this out so we can keep the cost of drugs down.
So what is the chance? First of all, You know, you've got a Senate that only has 49 Democrats currently and 48 Republicans. Two Democrats have been AWOL for weeks. And now Mitch McConnell is in rehab of some sort after having a terrible tumble, apparently. He's a lot worse condition than we were led to believe. You know, so you have a reduced Senate. It brings it back to this. Joe Manchin, the most powerful man in Washington, again. Because if Joe Manchin says, yeah, I'm not going to vote for that, it really throws things sideways, doesn't it?
It does. You're absolutely right. The Senate is this narrow margin, and it's no better in the House, right? The Republicans have a majority of about three or four members. So everything's very close. That's why it's so important. The one person or the people who the senators or the congressmen listen to are their constituents.
All right, so if this goes through, Anne-Marie Burkle, tell me, if this goes through, what would the practical outcome, the application of this be?
Two things, Steve. Number one, it eliminates these pharmacy benefit managers, these PBMs. And number two, and worse, it's bad to eliminate them, but it also interjects the FTC into your health care. And if you've watched Linda Kahn and you've watched the FTC in action, you know that's not a good thing either. And so this piece of legislation inserts the FTC into your healthcare decisions.
The Federal Trade Commission comes into my house. Why would they have a role in any of this? Why would the FTC have a role in healthcare in America at all? I mean, I asked this. It's not rhetorical, but it is kind of in a way because it's like, why are they here, right?
That's exactly right. Well, they would insert themselves in any trade issue, right? And the Democrats like government. They like government involved in health care. And so that's exactly what this piece of legislation does. And so I think that the Republicans don't understand this. And so part of it is to educate them and to tell them vote no against this. This is only more big government in our health care decisions.
Yeah, we need less government. Less government, not more. I mean, and you worked there. You understand. You worked right there in the gut of the swamp, I suppose, for a while. I'll give you the last word here.
Thanks so much. Well, I would encourage your listeners, call your senator, tell them to vote against Senate 127, and tell the Republicans this is not a good legislation. It's only going to increase the cost of health care and increase the cost of drugs for patients.
Anne-Marie, greatly appreciate it. Thank you for bringing your wisdom and expertise to the conversation.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. Greatly appreciate it. Anne-Marie Burkle, former congresswoman. Trust me, she's been around. All right, WellConnect, I want you to look at this. If you're somewhere, anywhere in one of the colder states, and you have a well in your yard, this is affordable geothermal. I know you've heard me talk about it. It is affordable geothermal. It'll save you 70% on your heating and cooling. Because it has a state-of-the-art heat pump, and this all marries your existing heating and cooling system. It doesn't replace it. It is an addition to it. It uses the water from the well in your yard to heat and cool your home at a 70% savings. Plus, there's all these rebates from federal government, state government, local government, all sorts of things to help you out to put this sort of a system into your house. It is going green by using the well water in your yard. Remarkable. WellConnect Geothermal. WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnectGeo.com. When we come back, a little bit of fun with money. Don't go anywhere.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle, dot, 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 JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ? We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya, boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.